Daf Pei Gimel. So we got to the very top line. The Gemara says that Rabba Mosif Af Rabbi Yosef Glili. What was he Mosif on? So the very end of Pei Beis and Beis, we had the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who quoted or said that Rabbi Yochanan Broka and Rabbi Nechemer were both of the opinion that when if the Bailim were Tame, so you burn right away. That's Machlok is back in the Mishnah, that everyone said if the actual carbon was Tame, you burn right away. If the Bailim became Tame, Tanakama says you wait until the next morning, but Rabbi Yochanan Broka said you burn immediately. That's considered psul b'guf. So Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Yochanan Broka hold like Rabbi Nechemya as well, that they both hold if the Bailim become Tame, you burn it right away. So Rabba is now Mosif Af Rabbi Yosef Glili is in the same camp, whereby if the Bailim become Tame, so then you burn it right away. So where do we see this from Rabbi Yosef Glili? So the Gemara says, the top line here, Detanya, Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer Kol Ha'inyan Kulo, Eino medaber ela beparim hanisrafim ubisirim hanisrafim lisrof psuleim abesabira v'litein lo sasa alechilasim. So I'll say what's going on, then we'll read it again. That the pasuk that we've been describing, one of the pasukim, that chol chatas hasheyuva midame el ol moed. If you bring the chatas into an inner chamber, into the kodesh kodashim of some sort, or into the, even the heichal, lechaper bekodesh lo seachel beishu tisarf. You have to burn it. So what's that referring to? So he says, Rabbi Yosef Glili says, this is referring to what's called haparm nisrafim. There's certain types of animals called chataos apnimios. Normally, the chatas, you sprinkle the blood on the outer mizbech, the bigger mizbech. It's called mizbech achitzon, or mizbech anachoshes. But there's certain karbanos, like haparm nisrafim, parhelm davar, where you actually sprinkle the blood in the inside, the mizbech apnimi, mizbech azov, the golden, the smaller mizbech. So this whole pasuk is talking about that you bring it into an inner chamber. That's Ba'ish Tisarf. That's referring dafka to his parm nisrafim, which are called also chataos apnimim or pnimios. But you have to burn it in the base of Mikdash, and there's a lav to eat it. But so that's all about that topic. What about a regular chatas? Asks the Gemara. Amrulo. Chatas shenichnas dama lefnai v'lefnim minai. How do you know a regular chatas that's supposed to be sprinkled in the azara on the bigger mizbech, the outer mizbech? How do you know that is also subject to the iser of bringing the blood inside of pnimi? So Amr Lehen, Rabbi Yosef Glili responds from the conversation between Moshe and Aaron we've been discussing yesterday. Hein lo huvas dama el hakodesh. We didn't bring it to the inner pnimi. We didn't bring it to the inner part, and that's why it's not being burned. Michlal di nafigi. Had they taken the blood outside the azara? Or inami ayil dama, they would have brought the dam inside the kodesh kedushin. It would have been subject to strafa. So Rabbi says we see from here that the dam, if you bring the dam into an inner part or to an outer part, it would be subject to strafa miyad. So what does that do with bailim? So if you remember yesterday, we had a discussion that the brisa said that psul baguf is one category you burn right away, and a psul and the dam and bailim are another category you burn the next morning. So dam and bailim go together; they're a couple. So if he holds that the dam, where the psul and the dam is burnt right away, by extension, if there's a tumah, if the bailim are tameh, that would also be burnt right away. That's why Rabba lumps together dam and bailim. That's his understanding of Rabbi Yosef Glili. Now Rabbi Yochanan's response. Rabbi Yochanan from yesterday's daf, who only coupled together Rabbi Yochanan and Broka with Rabbi Nechemya, but he did not add Rabbi Yosef Glili to the mix. Why not? So he says, as the Gemara responds, Rabbi Yochanan savar dam ubaser chad milsi bailim milsach risi. Just because Rabbi Yosef Glili might think that a psul in the dam would warrant burning right away does not mean that a psul in the baal would require burning right away, and that's why he's not part of the same group. Okay, so now a completely different topic related to the bones and gidim of the Karban Pesach. The Mishnah begins now in Pei Gimel. Ha'atzamos va'gidim va'anosar yisufru b'shisha asar chal vat. The din is if you have bones. Now your bones, Rashi explains here, the atzamos around halfway down Rashi's are shaloyuchal l'shobram. You can't break them. There's an iser breaking the bones of a carbon pesach. Mipnei shenesu bo shviras etzem. There's an iser there I said to break the bone of a carbon pesach. V'noser behen moach. But there's some bone marrow inside, which is a basar. It's edible, but you just can't practically get to it because the iser stands in its way. Harei hu noser, that has a din of nosar. V'taun sreif, you have to burn it. So again, the Mishnah says atzamos, the leftover atzamos, which you can't eat. There's always going to be leftover atzamos from the Karban Pesach. And the gidim, different types of gidim, we'll discuss which gidim we're referring to. And hanoser, any meat that they were too lazy, they weren't able to eat, that was left over. All of those three categories of the Karban Pesach, yisufu, b'shisha asar, you burn on the 16th. Now even though you eat it on the night of the 15th, and the ready pasul by the morning of the 15th, you can't burn it because that's yantiv. You can't burn nosar and atzamos on yantiv. You wait until the next day, first day, chol hamoed, and we'll see the basis for that. So then the Mishnah says, let's say Tezayin Liel Chal Tezayin Liel B'Shabbos. Let's say first day Chol Hamoed is Shabbos, so Yom Tov is Friday. And then Chol Hamoed is Shabbos, you can't burn on Shabbos either. So then you push off to Sunday, which is second day Chol Hamoed, which is the 17th. So again, Yisrafu B'Yud Zayin, the Fi She'enon Dochen Las HaShabbos, Lo Esa Yom Tov. You cannot burn the Nosar. Burning the Nosar is not Doche Shabbos, nor is it Doche Yom Tov. Fine. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav, Rav Meri Bar Avua, Amar Yitzchak, Atzmos Kodshim, Sheshimshu Nosar, Mitamin Itzadayim. So we're going to see in the very last parak, almost the last daf of the Masech, the daf Kufchav, the Chachamim created Gzeira, that Nosar is Metame Yadayim. If a person leaves out Nosar, they made a din derabanan, that's Metame the hands of anyone who's Osek in Nosar. That was a Gzeira we'll learn again in another 2 months from now or so. So the Gemara extends that tumah not only to touching actual Nosar, but even touching the bones which are preserving the Nosar inside. So again, Atzmos kachim, sheshimshu nosar, that's preserving, that's holding the nosar, the moach inside, those bones are also mitamin es yadayim, hovenase bases ledavar aser, since the bones are serving as a base, as a holder, as a protector of the moach inside, and the moach is definitely nosar, so it extends that tumas xeris the derabanan to the bones themselves. So Gemara says, name a messiah, let's say that this statement of Rabbi Yitzchak is supported by our mission here in Daf Pegi Mahalso. So name a Messiah, Ha'atzamos V'agidim V'hanosar, Yisufu L'tezayin. So the Gemara wants to know, what type of bones are we referring to? Honey, Atzamos Heichidami. Which type of bone are we discussing? Ilay Medeles Be'moach, if it's talking about a bone that's completely dry of any bone marrow, there's no bone marrow at all, so then Lama B'Sreifa, what's the need to burn anything? Nishdinu. The only burning required is when it comes to Nosar. So if there's no moach, there's no bone marrow, there's no basar inside that bones, so there's no need to burn it, you just throw it in the garbage. So it can't be a bone that doesn't have moach. So Ella, it must be, the situation, pshita, this behu moach, it has moach, it has bone marrow. Now, I amris, if you say, bishlama, shimush, nosar, milsahi, so if you say that even though the bones themselves are not basar, but they're there to serve the moach, so there's shimush nosar, and that's considered a milsi, that's considered something significant. So I understand, amtulahachi bai sreifa, that's why I need to burn the bones, because the bones become a din of nosar as well, by virtue of the fact that it's being mishamish, the moach. But eli iyamis, if you assume that shimush nosar la milsi, if you go against the statement of Rabbi Yitzchak, that bones are not considered serving the bone marrow. So very simple, lamalul sreifa, why have to burn the bone? Nisparinu, break the bone, right? The iser to break the bone is when you're eating the Karban Pesach. But when the eating of Karban Pesach is over, it's the next day, it's Chol Hamoed, there's no iser to break it anymore, so why don't you just break the bone, nisparinu, break it, nichlutza lamoach, remove, extract the bone marrow, didu, burn the bone marrow, nisrafeu, and burn that, v'neshtinu ledidu, and throw out the bones. So why do you have to, why does the Mishnah say you have to burn the bones? There's a way to avoid having to burn the bones by breaking it open. So it must be that you can't get around it, because once the bone serves to protect the moach, because you can't break bones on Pesach, you can't break them. So now the basar becomes nosar by the next morning, and then that means the bones become nosar as well. So even if you break the bones themselves have a din of nosar. So the fact that the Mishnah says you must burn the bones must be that it has a din of nosar, and there's no getting around it.
Are you allowed to break bones on Yom Tov and Shabbos to take out the moach?
There's an issue to break bones for Karban Pesach, regardless
of.
That's not a relevant point right now. So then the Gemara says, Ela lav shma mina shimush nosar milsi. Must be, we can conclude, that when the bone serves the moach, it's protecting the moach, it does have a din of nosar, and the bones themselves must be burned. Even if you break them after the fact, the bones have a din of nosar. So Gemara then says, Amri lo, not true. Li olam eimel chashimush nosar lav milsa. You could still suggest that the bones themselves are not serving the nosar, and they don't have a din of nosar, but it's still usher to break bones. Not only is it usher to break bones on Yom Tov, because eating Karban Pesach, even when the Karban Pesach is pasul, there still is an isser that lingers. You still can't break the bones of a Karban Pesach days later. The Gemara says that kasavar bo bekasher vafilu bapasul. You can't break the bones of a Karban Pesach that's kasher, nor of a Karban Pesach that's even pasul. You're not allowed to break it. So there's no way to get the moach inside. The only way to burn it is to burn the whole thing with the bones. Ah, the bones themselves be'etzem don't require burning, but since you can't get to the moach because you can't break the bones, you have to burn the bones as well. So the Gemara says, wait a second. You're telling me afilu psul sakadaitach? You tell me a Karban Pesach that's puzzle, you can't break it? There's an Isser of Shvias Etzem even by a Karban Pesach that's puzzle? V'atnan, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah here in the Masech that's going to be tomorrow's daf. Aval hamosir betower, we can ignore that piece if you leave over betower. V'ashover betame, if you break the bones of a Karban Pesach that's tame, eino sofik es arbam, you don't get malchus. So clearly, that there is no Shvias Etzem Isser when it comes to a puzzle Karban Pesach. So how can the Gemara say it's still us to break the bones when Pesach's over, when the Karban Pesach is a puzzle? So Gemara says there's a distinction of how the psul happened. Lo kasher. Kan shahayisa lo shasa kosher. Kan shalo hayisa lo shasa kosher. If there's a moment in time when the Karban Pesach was kosher, and then it became puzzle afterwards, so then, since it once had a chalo shame kosher Pesach, there's an issue to break the bones, even when it became puzzle. But if you had a Karban Pesach that was puzzled from the beginning, from the outset, so then that's not subject to the Isser of Shvirat Etzem. So when the Braita says, that Shovre B'tame Ein Sofek Etzar Barim, that's a Karban Pesach that never had a Shas Kosher. But our case here, our Mishnah, where you have to burn the bones, is a case where there was a Shas Kosher, and since there's a Shas Kosher, there's an Isser forever. You can never break the bones of a Karban Pesach, and the only way to burn the Moach inside is by throwing the whole thing inside, even though really the bones themselves don't require burning, but you need to get to the Moach inside. Just look at Rashi for a second, five wide lines down. Rashi writes, or four wide lines down rather, at the end of the line, Ha'isalo Shas Kosher could go Nosar Yeshbo Shvirs Etzem. So if there was a Shasa kosher, the Karban Pesach was kosher, but then it was left out overnight, it became Nosar, so that's still subject to the Isser Shvias Etzem. But if it's a Lohai Salo Shasa kosher, if there never was a moment in time where it was permissible, that's Kagon Nitma Lefnei Zrika. If the Karban Pesach became Tame prior to the Zrika means there was no Shasa kosher, so that's a case where Einbo Mishum Shvias Etzem. Fine. Now everyone wants to know, who is the one who holds is such a chilek between Shasa kosher and lo shasa kosher. Mantana, dishani le bein shahayisa lo shasa kosher, lelo hayisa lo shasa kosher. Who's the one who makes such a distinction? It's Rabbi Yaakov. The Tani, the Brice, is going to provide three different shitas, and Rabbi Yaakov is the one who's going to line up with this chilek between hayisa lo shasa kosher versus not. The Tanya, the Brice, who quotes the pasuk v'etzem lo tishvi rubo, the bones of the Karban Pesach, one should not break. There's an issa deraisa to break the bones. So the Gemara says, bo, b'kasher v'lo apostle. What do you mean, bo? Of course we're talking about the Karban Pesach. We know it's the Pesach. What do you mean, lo, etzem lo sisru, bo? Means, bo, b'kasher v'lo apostle. If it's apostle, Karban Pesach, there is no Isser Shvias Etzem. That's Tanakam. Rabbi Yaakov, rather, Omer, ha'isa lo shasa kosher, v'nifsal, yeshbo, mishum Shvias Etzem, lo ha'isa lo shasa kosher, einbo, mishum Shvias Etzem. So that's the distinction. That's Rabbi Yaakov Shita. And just to complete the braisa, the third opinion is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, echadze ve'echadze, ein bo mishim shvias etzem. He felt, regardless of how the Karban Pesach became pasul, if it's l'mayis a pasul now, even if it had a shas kosher, he felt it would not be subject to the iser of shvias etzem. It's only when it's kosher. So he asked, well, isn't that the same thing as the Tanakama? They both hold that shvias etzem is only when it's kosher, lo a pasul. So if you look at Rashi here, Tosos. I don't know what Tosos means here. Maybe we'll read it together. We can figure this out. Tosos asks this question. Rabbi Shimon Omer echad ze ve'echad ze ein bo mishum shvirat etzem v'im tomer Rabbi Shimon haynu tanakama. It's the same exact thing. V'nir l'ri, the Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon pligi aliba de tanakama ki ahi de lo yar belo nashim de per koin gadol v'ide cheskasen. So it's referring to some other sugyas. So I look up this Gemara here, but there's some nafkamina, Tosos says. What that is, do some research. Okay. Gemara now says, Meisi ve, asks the Gemara, kol atzmos ha-kadshim, ein tunim tsefa, chutz mi-atzmos ha-pesach, mipnei ha-tekala. All other bones don't require tsefa. The bones of other kadshim, you could just break them, and you could throw them out, and you don't have to burn the bones. But when it comes to Pesach, there's a concern of breaking it, so therefore you have to burn them with the moach inside. That's the braisa. So Gemara wants to know, honey atzmos heichidami, what type of bones are we referring to in this braisa? If there's no moach, if those are bones, that's the subject of the conversation here. So lamalu sreifa. If there's no moach, there's no need for burning. Ella pshita disbe moach. We're talking about where there is bone marrow. Now visakadaita shima shnosar milsahi. So if it's true that the bones that are protecting and preserving the moach inside, that is significant. So the bones themselves have a din of nosar. So then atzamos atzmos kachim amai ein tun sreifa. So why would there be a distinction? If it's true, there's a klal across the board that the atzmos kachim or atzmos moach are considered a milsahi, to shimush lenosar milsahi, so we should have to burn the atzmos of the kachim as well. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, hacha b'mayis. You know what's the case here? Kigon shematzan chalutin, when you found the chalutin, meaning you found some bones on the ground, and they're cracked open, and you remove the moach, the bone marrow, there's nothing left. There's empty bones, cracked bones, nothing inside. So now the question is, when did this happen? When did they break it? So Gemara is going to say, well, if it came to kachim, you could assume they broke it before it became nosar. Because you're allowed to break the bones of regular kachim. They broke it before nosar, they sucked out the bone marrow, and the bones never served to be meshamish the nosar, because it never turned into nosar. But by the Karim Pesach, where there's an issur to break it, so it means the bones stayed intact until nosar, and was only broken after the Pesach was possible, after it became nosar. But that means before he broke it, it was being meshamish the nosar that was there. So the bones of Karim Pesach have a din of shimush, and would be also you have to burn it. But the bones of kachim, where we assume you broke it before it became nosar to extract the moach, that would not be subject to nosar. Look how the Gemara says this. The Gemara says again, you found the bones cracked and all the bone marrow removed. So atmos kachim, the bones of regular karbanos. Dein ben mishum shvius etzim, there's no iser to break the bones at all by other karbanos. So we assume, kame dinahu nosar, before the carbon transformed into a nosar, chaltsinu, they extracted all the bone marrow. So the bones never were there to protect and to serve the nosar. That's why they don't require sreifa. However, in contrast to that, atzmos haPesach, the yesh ben mishum shvirat etzim, where there is an iser to break the bones of a karm pesach, it must have been they only broke it lebasar dinave nosar, only until the next morning when the carbon's now pasul. But already at that point, the moach inside was nosar, so the bones were being mishamish the nosar. The chaltsinu, they took it out only in the morning. Havelu shimish nosar, so the bones overnight were there to serve the nosar, the moach, and therefore bal sefer. That's the distinction. That's the understanding of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, why these bones require sefer for Karim Pesach, but not for the kachim. The way Rashi says this is the tekala. Where did Rashi go here? You see Rashi. Four lines up. Rashi writes, "Chutz me'atzamos haPesach, she'en yachal l'shovra mipnei takalas etzem lo svishrubo." The takala of it, not that's going to lead to a takala, but the takala that exists during the Karban Pesach. That's the takala. Because of that takala or that avera that exists, that we have to assume that they only broke it after the fact. We don't assume they broke it while the Karban Pesach was still kasher. And the fikach Rashi says, "Nisraf ma'idei moach shebehen." So that's the first pshat. That's according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So now the last line of a Pei Gilam and Aleph comes along with Zvid. Rav Zvid gives another pshat how to understand this braisa, why the bones of kachim don't require sreifa, while the bones of Karim Pesach do require sreifa. What's the difference? Rav Zvid Amar, hacha b'mayaskin, what's keser, kigon shematzon tzibor and tzibor. And you found them, tzibor and tzibor, where they're in piles. They're piles of heaps of bones here. So the tziburim of the Karim Pesach versus the kachim. Umehen chalutzin, and the top of the pile is our bones that were already broken, and you extracted the moach from them. So it's a bit strange here, because the assumption here, and the Farshan, the Marsha tries to figure this out, but we're not going to try to get to the bottom of this. The assumption here is that we actually are okay with people possibly breaking the bones by Karim Pesach prior to becoming noser. I mean, people violate the issur sometimes, they break the bones. So what we're going to see is the pile of bones when it comes to the kachim, the top are broken, so we assume all the other ones are broken as well, and there's no nosar left inside. But when it comes to the pile of Karim Pesach, even though we found the top that were broken, and there's no nosar on the top, we assume possibly the bottom of the heap does have bones of the Karim Pesach. Why that is? So let's look at the Gemara and Rashi to have a little bit of an explanation. So again, the case is Shematan, Sibur, and Sibur, you found piles of the kachim of bones and pile of Karim Pesach bones, Umehen, Chalutzin, and the top are broken, the bones are broken, and the moach has been removed. So atzmos kachim, the bones of kachim, dein ben mishum shvirat etzem, so there's no iser breaking the bones. L'chula havi chalitzlu, we assume that all the bones beneath that pile are also broken, and there's no moach there, and there's no nosa there, for achalu, and someone ate them, v'lo b'yisrafa, you don't need to burn this. In contrast to that, atzmos haPesach, the yesh ben mishum shvirat etzem, there is an iser to break the bones, as we know. Duma hani dechaltzinu, only maybe the top batch. They broke the top batch, but maybe lahanach, those were there on the bottom. Lo chaltzinu, they didn't remove the moach. Well, by sefer, you have to burn the whole pile. So what's going on here? So Rashi explains. Rashi says, shematzan tziburin tziburin tibabadak al yonim. They inspected the top bones of the pile. V'amatzan chalutzin, they found that the bones were broken and the moach was extracted. So atzmos kachim, says Rashi, lo bai lumeid bak tachton, we don't need to inspect the lower bones. Aval atzmos pesach bal lemivdek kul. You have to inspect each bone of the pile of Karim Pesach. Why? Ubaha pligi polygraph zvir ad Rav Nachman. This is the nekuda samachlokis, says Rashi. Di matzan chalutzim, if you find them broken and the moach removed, lo chamer shimash nosa kulihai la tzicha srefa misafek velomar basar asiru chaltsinu. So it comes to this point that Rav Zvid said that if you find a whole pile of the Karim Pesach, we don't assume the shimush of nosa, the bones that are mishamish, the nosa are such a severe issur, such a severe din there, that you have to go burn the whole pile from Suffolk and say that it was only after the issur that they created it. Meaning Rav Nachman Yitzchak would say, in this case of the piles, you would not have to burn the whole piles of the Karim Pesach. That's the chiddush. I don't fully get this. I don't get the distinction so much why that's the case, but that's how Rashi understands this case here by Pesach, where there's an isser of isser breaking the bones. There's a certain level of chumrah where we assume that the bones were mishamish, the nose, you have to burn everything, while Rav Nachman Bitzak didn't feel that case. You don't have to go so far to assume that case of a safek and burn the whole pile of Karim Pesach. Okay, now the Gemara says, that's all discussing the issur of breaking the bones. So now the Gemara wants to know about the Gidim. We mentioned the Mishnah about Gidim, that the Gidim have to be burned as well. So the Gemara says, six lines down now here in Pei Gimel Mabez, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Kol ha-Gidim, basar, chutz migidei tzavar. All Gidim, all the sinews of the body, they're all considered basar, they have a din of basar, which means that the Rashi points out that when you come to make the guest list, who's eating the basar, you can include the gidim as some kezias to give the people on the guest list. That's called basar, and it'll be subject to the din of nosar. That's all true by all gidim, with the exception of the gidim of the tzavar. Apparently the sinews that are found in the neck area are not edible. That's eitz ba'alma. So the Gemara says, quotes from the Mishnah, Tanan, ha'tzamos va'gidim va'nosar yisrufu b'tezayin. So you burn the bones, you burn the gidim, you burn the nosar on the 16th, the morning of the first day of Chol Hamoed. So, honey, gidin hechidami. Which type of gidim are we referring to in the Mishnah that you burn the next morning? Ilema gidi gide basar. If it's regular gide basar, nichlenu, eat it. That's basar. You're supposed to eat it. What are you leaving overnight for? Vidi tosar. If it was left out overnight, hainu nosar. That's no different than nosar, right? The Mishnah had said there's three categories. That's samos, that's gidim, and nosar. So, if the gidim are regular basar that's found in parts of the flesh of the animal, that's the same exact thing as nosar. It doesn't deserve its third separate category. So Ella must be pshita gid tzavar. It's gid tzavar. It's the gidim that are found in the neck area, which do not have a din of basar. So now, iyamis, if you say bishlama basar ninu, that the gid tzavar have a din of basar, so amtul hachi ba'isrefer. That's why you need to burn it, because it has a din of basar. Ella iyamis la basar ninu. If it's not considered meat, it's simply an eitz ba'alma. So la milosrefer. Why do you have to burn the gidim of the tzavar? So Gemara says, no, we're not talking about gid tzavar at all. Gid tzavar are eitz ba'alma. Gid tzavar don't require srefer. We're talking about a different type of gidir. What type of gidir are we referring to? We're talking about the gid hanasha. The gid hanasha, that's what's being discussed here. So Amar Rav Chisda lo nitzach el la gid hanasha va'alima de Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino noeg el ba'achas v'das ma'achres shel yamim. What's going on here? We assume that gid hanasha is both in the right leg and the left leg. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that only one of them, there's only one gid hanasha. He doesn't know if it's the right foot or the left leg. He's not sure which one. Das machres, he's inclined to say it's the right leg, that's where the gid hanasha is, but the left one is really mutter. But that's what's going on here. So really, you have two gid hanasha of the Karim Pesach. One's mutter, one's asr. But you don't know which is one. You don't know which is asr, which is mutter. So that's why you have to burn it, because really it's basar. One of them is really basar. But you can't eat it because it might be the actual isr gid hanasha. So since you can't eat either one of them, you burn them. And that's what we're referring to. It is basar, but it requires a srefa nonetheless. So now the Gemara wants to know, now we establish this din of Rabbi Yehuda, that he's the author of this brisa, that one of the gid hanashas are mutter, one asr, but since you don't know which one, you burn them. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara, there's a suffix in the Gemara in Chulin, when Rabbi Yehuda says, hadas nota, that is das nota, das machras shayam. I think if it's going to choose one, I'm going to choose the right one. Was that a definitive das nota? It was like, his mom, she thinks the right one is the isr, or he's inclined to say so, but he's not so sure. He's not so sure. So the Gemara says, we could conclude from this Gemara, he wasn't sure. Because if you know for sure it was the right one, it was the right leg, not the left leg, so the right leg you should throw out, and the left leg, you should be able to eat. The fact that he says we don't know which one it is, das machres, shayamim, which is saying he's inclined to say it's the right leg, the gidadash in the right leg, but I don't know for sure. And since you don't know for sure, that's why you're burning. That case only makes sense here, Rabbi Yehuda is still in the state of suffix. So the Gemara says this, Ella, Tivsho, let's answer that Rabbi Yehuda is Sfuke Misafkele. He wasn't decisive that it was the right leg only. He was inclined to say so, but he still was Betar Safek, and that's why you burn him. Gemara says, no. Because the Ipshi, like Gemara says, again, Elatifsho, the Sfuke Mesafki Lele Rehuda, he was still unsure whether it was the right leg or the left leg. Because the Mifshe Pshitilai, if he knew for sure it was the right leg, Hahu Ateira Nichle, the one that's Mutter, meaning the left leg, eat that Gidanasha, Vid Isura, the Gidanasha of the right leg, Nishenu, throw it out. Lamerli Sreifa, you don't need Sreifa. You only need Sreifa if it's Basar. But if it's not Basar, if it's an Isser, it doesn't require Sreifa. Must be, it's Sfuke Mesafkele. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Eike bar Chanina could go in Shehukru v'sof nisarvuba. No, Rabbi Yehuda assumes, Adas Machreus says, I assume that it's a right leg. The Gidnash in the right leg is Aser, and the left leg is Mutter. So if it's Mutter, so take the right one and throw it out, and eat the left one. What are you burning things for? It's a case where you confuse the two. You got mixed up. They look the same. The right leg, Gidnash, you think I can tell the difference between the Gidnash in the right leg and the left leg? They all look the same. So you mix the two of them up, and since you don't know, you're Batar Safek right now. But had they not been confused, Rabbi Yehuda would have told you, eat the left leg, Gidanasha, and throw out the Gidanasha from the right leg. That's Rav Ika's understanding. Rav Ashi Amar, no, we're not talking about the Gidanasha itself here, this Brisa. Lo Nitzcha Ella L'Shemeno the Gidanasha, the fat which is around the Gidanasha. The Gidanasha itself is Aser, but the Chachamim, the Klaisa rather, took upon themselves to extend that even to the Shamein, the fat around it. So Gemara says, the Tanya, the Brisa teaches us the Gemara that appears in Maseches Chulin, Shmano Mutter, V'yisok Kadosh Meim, the fat around the Gidanasha is actually Mutter Mi'ikyadim. But Klai Yisrael, or Kadosh Meim, they like to take extra precious upon themselves. But no gumbo Isser, and they took upon themselves an Isser. So really, Be'etzem, the fat is Mutter, it's Basar. But since they decided not to eat it, they took upon themselves this din, so you have to burn it. It's a requirement to burn on a Dirabana level. That's his understanding of Pshat here. That's the Chutzmi Gidim, that's the Gidim that it required burning in the Mishnah. If you wait till it goes overnight, till Nosar. You can't burn it when it's Mutter, very good. If it's Mutter, you can't burn it. But if you wait to be let it sit out, it's no Isser to let it sit out. That's Shevi Al Taser, but you have to wait until it becomes Nosar. Excellent. So then the Gemara says, Ravina Amar, he has a third shot here of which type of Gidin the Mishnah is referring to. Again, the first shot we said was Gidanasha, Rabbi Huda. The second shot is the fat around the Gidanasha. And the third shot is Ravina Amar Bechitzam. The Gidanasha actually has two parts. There's an inner part, and then there's an outer part here. So the Gemara says, this is Rabbi Yehuda, I think it is. Make sure I'm clear here. This here is Rabbi Yehuda, yeah? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. He says that Beis Gidin Hain, there are two Gidim, actually two sinews running across the thigh. Hain, Pnimi, Hasamach L'Etzem, Aser, the inner one which is closer to the bone, that's the Aser, that's what we speak of, the Gidanash itself. And then that's Chayav Malav, there's an Iser, and there's one's Chayav Malchus for eating it. And then there's a chiton, there's the outer gid, which is actually mutter, which is samech labasar, closer to the skin. That's mutter, but it's aser midirabanan, ve'ein chayav malav. So he's referring to that outer gid, since it's really mutter mikadin, and really it's a din of basar, but we took upon ourselves an iser midirabanan not to eat it, so that's why you have to sreif or burn it the very next morning. So these are three different pshatim of what the gidim are referring to in the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. So now the Gemara says at the end, quoting from the Mishnah had said, you can't burn the atzamos, the gidim, and nosar, if the Chol HaMoed Pesach falls out on Shabbos, right? Mikra did, you should burn it the very first morning in Chol HaMoed. But if that first day Chol HaMoed falls out on Shabbos, you can't burn on Shabbos. Why not? What's the reason? So Gemara says, Vamai, Nisi Asay, V'yitchelos Asay. Shouldn't the Asay of Sreifas Nosar, Sreifas Atzamos, all that requirement of burning Kachim, which is a Kim Deraisa, Be'esh Tisrofu, the Pasuk says, shouldn't that be Docha the Malacha the Losase of Yantif? Why don't we say Ase Docha Losase? So the Gemara says, it's a very, very good question, but in the end of the day, we have a Pasuk that says we can't. So Amri Chizkiya V'chein Tana Debe Chizkiya. Amr Ka, the Pasuk says, Losasiru Mimenu Ad Boker, Vanosu Mimenu Ad Boker, Be'esh Tisrofu. So it says, don't leave it out until the morning. If you leave it out in the morning, you should burn it. So what does it say the word Boker twice in the Pasuk? We know we're talking about the morning already. Ad Boker, where Shane Tam Alomer Ad Boker did not tell us Ad Boker, that tells me again Tam Alomer Ad Boker. Where it says, Litain lo Boker Shani Lesefaso. Meaning, really, Mikadin, you should be able to burn the leftover Pesach on the morning of Yantav morning. That's allowed. It should be Docha Ase of the Sefer, should be Docha the Los Ase of Malachas Yantav. But there's a special Xerzakasa, whatever the reason is, it says the word Boker twice to tell me push it off until the second morning, which means the morning of Chol HaMoed. That's the Drasha of the Gemara. So that's the opinion of Chizkiah. Comes along now, Abai gives a different reason as to why one be allowed to. One second, I caught my eye by an interesting Tosos here for a second. Maybe we'll look at it afterwards. So then the Gemara says, Abai Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ola Shabbos Shabbaso. You can only burn an Ola of Shabbos on Shabbos itself, But you can't take a Friday carbon and burn that on Shabbos, nor can you take v'lo olas chol b'yantif, nor can you take a weekday carbon and burn on yantif. So Rashi points out that carbon Pesach is a weekday carbon. It's brought on an Erev Pesach. It's brought on a weekday. It's a yadalid. So since it's a carbon chol, that carbon chol cannot be burnt on a yantif, nor can it be burnt on a Shabbos. So that's why we have to push it off. That's a second, a different reason, according to Abaye. Now, Rava gives a third explanation as to why you can't burn the leftover Karm Pesach on Yantiv itself. Rav Amar Kadha Pazik says, Hu levado yasa lechem hu v'lo machshiro. So only it itself can be docha, the Karm Pesach itself could be docha, but not any machshirin. The burning of the nosa is called the machshir. It's not the mitzvah itself, it's a machshir. Levado v'lo mila shlo bezmano hababa kavachomer. Rashi refers to a whole kavachomer based in a taras and a voda, the gemaras and Shabbos. There's some kavachomer that you would have thought that a mila shlo bezmano should also be docha Shabbos. The father says, no, levado to exclude a mila shlo bezmano. Not our topic right now, but our focus is lachem hu v'lo machshiro. Only the carbon itself, the mitzvahs themselves are allowed, but any machshir, any type of preparations, or maybe after facts, after dinim, those are not docha Shabbos and Yontif. That's a third explanation why it's not docha Shabbos and Yontif. And then finally, the fourth, final pshat is Rav Ashi. He says, Amar Shabbason, Yontif Asehu. Yontif isn't just a lab of malacha, there's also an aseh. It's an aseh and a los aseh. The aseh of Shabbason. So asehu, v'ein aseh docha los aseh seve aseh. And aseh could be docha los aseh greater. And losa say it by itself, but to have an ase docha, that which is ase and a losa say, that combination is too strong, that won't be subject to the to be docha, nidcha. So let's quickly review. The Gemara on the top of Pegimel and Aleph taught us that Rabba added Rabbi Yosef Lili to the list of people who felt that the Bailim became Tameh, you'd burn it right away. Rabbi Yochanan himself felt that was incorrect. It might be true by the Dam, if it's a Psul Nadam, but that wouldn't extend over if the Baal would be Tameh. So he does not think Rabbi Yosef Lili is in the same camp. And the Mishnah said about the listing of the bones, the Gidim, the Nosar, you burn the next morning. If it falls on Shabbos, you burn it the second morning of Chol HaMoed. We spoke about the bones themselves be your Mishamish Nosar. So just like there's a requirement to burn Nosar itself, you have to also require, you have to burn the bones because they're Mishamish, the Nosar. Then we had a whole discussion about which Gidim, and rather which Tzomos referring to in the Mishnah. Is it one with Moach, without Moach? We concluded it has Moach. And the reason why you can't break it after the fact is because there are those who assume this is Isser Shvias Etzim, even when it's puzzle, you still can't break the bones of the Karim Pesach. Then we had three-way Machlokes, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakama, whether the Isser Shvias Etzim is only when it's kosher, or even when it's puzzle, Shas Kosher versus Shalosh Shasta Kosher. And then we discussed the case of the Atzamos of the... Pesach versus Atzamos of the Kachim, what the distinction is, Rav Nachman Yitzchak had his distinction of this Isser to break the bones by Pesach, so we assume it was broken only after it became Nosar, but since you're allowed to break the bones of Kachim, we assume you broke it before it became Nosar, so the bones are not serving to be Meshamishit. And then Rav Zvid had this distinction between the different piles, the different heaps of bones of versus the Kachim of and Karim Pesach. And then finally we discussed the Gidim of the Tzavare, the Gidei Tzavare, the necks are etim, they're inedible. And then we wanted to know which Gidim are we describing in the Mishnah. We said it's one of three answers. Either the Gidon Asher Rabbi Yehuda, it's the Shuman of the Gidon Asher, or the Chitzon of the Gidon Asher. Then finally we discussed the reason why we don't allow Sreifa to be Docha Shabbos Yantiv, four different Pshatim, either because of the Boker twice, Ol Shabbos Shabbaso, Lachem Velo Machshiro, and Aseh is not Docha Naseh, V'Elos Aseh. A good Chodesh and a good Shabbos, everyone.